And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Whether a company, a church, a nation, or any other organization, the leader has great influence on all who work and serve there. Proverbs 28 and 29 describe a good leader. This person promotes impartial justice, reasonable justice, and clear expectations, honest weights and measures. The hard-hearted leader destroys productivity, and that leader destroys the organization. The Christ follower has the advantage of prayer. When policies are unclear, the manual has no protocol, we pray. God answers that prayer. He does not answer the prayer of the hard-hearted. The condition of the organization, the state of the nation, do not dictate a leader's behavior. Her actions are determined by her commitment to God. This feature at widowconnection.com.